Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for allowing us this opportunity to gather together this morning to lift up the Lord and to give God praise as we are fasting and praying together. Today is day 19. Can you believe it? We're about to leave the teens and head to the 20s. Tomorrow is day 20, but today is day 19, and we are thankful to God that we are right at the halfway mark of our time of prayer and fasting together. Just 21 more days left, amen, until our time of prayer and fasting is concluded for this Lenten season. Thank you so much for joining us live, and for those that will be listening later, God bless you. There is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8, and for our time this morning, I just want to read verses 5 and 6. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 8th chapter, which I know will bless your life, that God is so good and shows us so many wonderful things. But for our time, I just want to focus in on verses 5 and 6. Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above him. And as he opened it, the people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The word of God for people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about blessed by the book. Blessed by the book. Beloved, at the time of this text, Nehemiah, along with Ezra, and other priests and officials came together, and they brought out what was known as the book of the law of Moses, the Pentateuch. And Ezra then proceeded to read to the assembly. And as he's reading to the assembly, Bible says, verse 3 of Nehemiah chapter 8, that he read it aloud from daybreak till noon, as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law from daybreak to noon, about 6 hours of reading. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. They gathered and listened and were blessed by the book. Beloved, every chance we get, we ought to take time to read the Bible, even read it aloud, so that we too can be blessed by the book. We need to be blessed by the book because it's in the book that we read about the promises of God. It's in the book that we read about the power of God. It's in the book that we read about the people of God. It's in the book that we see the passions of God. The book is a special assemblage of scriptures and words that inspire and lift the heart, mind, soul, and spirit. When was the last time that you read the Bible and you became blessed by the book? Love it, when you read intently, there ought to then be signs that you have been blessed by the book. So the relevant question this morning is, what signs show us the blessing of the book. And how are we blessed by the book? There are three things out of this text that I want to bring out that I believe will help us to see that just as the people of Israel were blessed by the book, so can we too be blessed by the book. Number one, beloved, notice the response of the people in public. They stood up. The response of the people in public, they stood up. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, it being the book, all the people all stood up. Ezra opened the book. The people saw the book open and all stood up. One sign that the word of God is special and deserves reverence is that they stood up for the reading of the book. Now, I don't know about you, but most books that I read, I sit and listen. But the blessing of the book, the reverence of the book, the significance of the book made them stand up at the sight of the book. So the blessing of the book is that they stood up and became engaged. And I don't know any other book will make us stand up other than the Word of God. That's why when the reading of the word goes forward, we stand in reverence to the reading of the word until asked to sit down. There are some people, beloved, not all, but some people that don't see the need to stand at the blessing or reading of the book. When you know what the book contains, and when you know the words that the Lord wants you to hear, ought to show some signs, and one of the signs, the response of the people in public, is that they stood up at the reading of God's word. But notice another sign and blessing of the book is not only did they stand up, but notice, second thing, the reaction of the people. Not only did they stand up, but they had their hands up. It's right here. Verse 6, the A clause of verse 6. Now the book is open. The people are standing. And as the book is open, Ezra prays the Lord, the great God. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. They were listening, and as they were listening, they then saw Ezra praise God. So while listening, they started lifting their hands, hallelujah, in reaction to what they heard. Romans 10 and 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It was by the audible reading of the word to the assembly that their reaction, whence they saw praise in response to the word, was to lift up their hands. The audible was affirmed with amen. In fact, beloved, when the word of God gets so good to you, it ought to move you not only to stand up, but it ought to move you to lift your hands up. They lifted their hands in the assembly. They had heard the audible and saw the praise, and they affirmed what they heard and saw with amen. Amen is the response to the word. So when Ezra started praising the Lord, praising God, it enacted a response of them lifting up their hands and opening their mouths and saying amen. See, the word ought to stir up some worship. That when you read the word of God, not only must you stand up, but when you read the word of God, the reaction is you ought to have your hands up. The hands ought to go up. You ought to say amen, amen, because of the power that is behind God's word. And I love it, beloved. That's the blessing inside the book. We respond by people standing up. We react by people lifting their hands up and giving God praise. Have you ever read the word? And the word stirred you so much that you began to just give God worship and praise. Has the word ever stirred you to start to worship God and say, amen, amen. It is so in the name of the Lord. But there's one more thing I want to show you, and then I'm praying. Notice the people's response was they stood up in reverence to the word of God. The reaction of the people was they lifted their hands up and shouted amen, amen to what they saw and what they heard, because the word ought to stir up some worship. But then notice this final thing. Notice the reverence of the people, that they had their faces bowed down. Faces bowed down. Look at the B clause of verse 6. Bible says, then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They stood up to receive. They had their hands up because they believed. Hallelujah. But though their faces were down in reverence to the Lord, as they grieved. They stood up to receive. They had their hands up because they believed, but their faces were down in reverence to God because they began to grieve. Look at verse 8 of Nehemiah 8. It says, they read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read. Verse 9, then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites were instructing the people, said to them all, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Watch verse 10. Verse 10 says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, beloved, sometimes the word of God makes us stand up to receive and lift our hands up because we believe. But then the word of God, the blessing of the book, ought to make you have your face down to the ground, because we see just how unworthy we are to receive the blessings that come from the book. When they heard the word and the priest went out and explained the word so that they were clear on what they were hearing, and when the people started thinking about the fact that I'm not worthy of your blessings, I'm not worthy to be in this place, we're not worthy to receive all that God has for us, it will make you start to weep and say, Lord, I'm not worthy of any of this. But listen, in reverence to God, face to the ground, as you're facing the ground, God does not want us to stay in the posture of grieving. He wants us to understand that the book ought to be a reminder that the Lord is on our side. The book ought to be a reminder that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Lord, have mercy. It was grace that brought me this far, and grace will lead me on. The grace of God abounds. We ought to give God praise and thank the Lord for the blessing of the book. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the reading, hearing, response, and worship of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord God, that the people were moved by what they heard, but ultimately they bowed before your presence, giving you reverence and praise. And so, Lord God, we know that the words of the book ought to stir us up so that we draw closer in our relationship to you, that we take an introspective look at ourselves and see how unworthy we truly are. Yet, Lord God, every day, Lord God, we receive new mercy and new grace from you. God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that there's a blessing with reading the book. Now, God, allow us to stay in the book so that when we receive the word, Lord God, we'll stand. And when we believe the word, we'll lift our hands. And Lord God, when we're face down in reverence to you, let us not grieve, but let us give you glory and praise because you're worthy of it, Lord. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name. Beloved, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you know that there's power in reading God's word. Get in the book and let it bless your life. This is day 19. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.